Tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins turned 75 today. His new album was recorded 4 years ago, just days after the World Trade Center attacks, which were only a few blocks from Rollins' Lower Manhattan apartment. The album was recorded live at a concert in Boston. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says besides the emotional resonance, it contains some excellent music.
That's what jazz fans want to hear. Sonny Rollins on stage and blowing for the roof. He rarely makes live records. His new one is the first in 18 years, but his concerts are the main reason folks still swear by him as one of the tippy-top jazz talents. Given the room, he'll serve up chorus after chorus of exuberant honking, little pearls of melody, shards and paraphrases of the original tune, and outbursts of killer sax technique. His always keeping the melody in mind is one reason casual listeners love him as much as experts do. Here's Rollins on Rodgers and Hart's Where or When. Sonny Rollins' CD Without a Song is subtitled The 911 Concert. Actually, it's the 915 Concert, recorded in Boston the next weekend. It's an applause and announcements and all kind of live album, which shows Rollins was no more able than most of us to articulate his feelings that week. He told the crowd, "Maybe music can help. I don't know, but we have to try something these days." He certainly gave it his best shot at a moment when maybe only art could help. A highlight is his long solo intro to Why Was I Born? The new Sonny Rollins album skims the highlights from his 2001 Boston concert, but it also points up some shortcomings of his live shows. Nobody in his 70s wants or should have to solo all the time, so he needs other and inevitably less brilliant musicians to spell him. Trombonist Clifton Anderson has learned volumes from his mentor about artful melodic paraphrase and the joys of a deep groove, but he can't sustain long solos like Rollins. And I wish Stephen Scott wouldn't sing along with his solos, him or any other pianist. In general, the rhythm quartet chugs along efficiently without really prodding or challenging the boss. Not that he wants them to. But even if you hated the band, you could fast forward through their parts and focus on a scattered half hour of prime recent Sonny Rollins. For some fans, that'll make this live album better than being there.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas and is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Without a Song, the 9/11 concert by Sonny Rollins.